This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
It's not unusual. That's the old Tom Jones song. I will not sing it. I will sing the praises, however, of Jennifer Horn, who's here with us on the DJV Experience. Follow her at Jennifer Horn. Follow me at Doug Steffen. Follow Kara, who's in our control room, at C. Schillen. Ms. Victoria is sick again today. I think she's getting nervous about being married. What do
cold
you think,
feet,
Jennifer?
Maybe? Yeah, the cold feet condition?
Cold feet. Yeah. She's sweating.
Well, you know accounts. What? I have to tell you, Dougie, you men don't understand this, but women, when it comes down to that countdown to their wedding, they're nervous about planning the party, they get nervous about their new life, and so that takes a toll on your immune system.
Yep, sure does.
Brings down your defenses.
Yep, it certainly does, no question about it. All right, so we wish Victoria well, hold a good thought for her. Meanwhile, I want to say hello to our friends listening in Des Moines to KBGG. Brings on air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria every day all around that part of Iowa. Des Moines. I think that's an interesting name, don't you? Des Moines.
Des Moines?
Des Moines, is it?
Yeah.
How do you do? Follow us, as I said, on you can like us on Facebook.com at the /DJV show. So it's Facebook.com/DJV show. School is coming to an end in many parts of the country. So there are several reviews, high school graduations, all the hijinks that go on at this time of year. See, in Indiana, a high schooler whose head was too big for the helmet in football, his name was Tyler Money, has a 26-inch head. The circumference of his head, 26 inches. Ever measure your head, Jennifer?
I have not measured my head. I mean, I think I have because I had to buy, like, a cap and gown.
Yeah.
But I don't know that I've actually measured it just for fun.
I'm betting it isn't 26 inches. I think we all ought to measure
it.
Yeah, is there an average size? I don't know how that compares to the normal human being.
Believe me, I have a big noggin, but it's not 26 inches.
Yeah. So anyway, this kid got a helmet that's big enough from an online sporting goods store in Virginia, so that he can play football next season. He tried to play last season, but he couldn't use the helmet because his head was too big. He's 6'1", weighs 285 pounds, and is 13 years old.
Wow.
Holy. Well, someone has a future in the NFL, I guess. If he wants that, that might be unfortunate for him. But
so here's what's going on in France. There's a new law with the new president. I don't know that the new president was responsible for this. Under this new law, which is intended to stamp out antisocial behavior and bullying, unruly pupils in French schools will be fined $75 every time there is an incident. If something happens that is really bad, let's say somebody gets hurt, the youngsters could go to jail for 6 months. And if they fail to mend their ways while they're in this closed educational center for juveniles, they'll be transferred to a special unit in regular prisons. Wow, this is pretty stiff. The same punishment may be imposed on pupils guilty of outrage, that is, insulting behavior toward public servants, police officers, bus drivers, the principals of the schools, that sort of thing. And they've defined this, Jennifer, by saying it's anything ranging from being too loud and disruptive to being outright insulting or threatening. So the civil liberties groups don't like this. Teachers' unions don't even want the law, but the public is embracing it as part of the government's crackdown on what they call a national epidemic of street crimes, bullying, pranks, that sort of thing. What would happen if that was enacted here in our country? Who thinks that's a good idea, Rachel? Yeah, huh? Tough.
Can you imagine? Yeah.
Yeah. All right, here we go to High Point, North Carolina, where there's a report
that sheets there.
At High Point?
There used to be a bunch of factories in High Point. Oh, maybe furniture.
No, I think it's furniture.
And linen. I think they do linen, too, don't they?
Really? Yeah, but not
anymore. I just remember going to factory stores. That's right. I just remember going to factory stores with my grandmother in High Point when she lived in North Carolina.
Okay. So this is a report that four students hijacked a school projector last week and showed a porn movie to classmates waiting for lunch in the school cafeteria. The apparently school cafeteria video projector is not used very often, and the equipment was left unlocked, so the students were in the cafeteria, and they didn't notify the principal until the movie was over.
Well, you want to enjoy it before you turn them in.
Excuse me. Oh, my God. Imagine going, that 17-year-old kids watching that. Hey, what, had you ever seen anybody naked when you were 17?
When I was 17, not in person, no.
No. Not in person. You've seen, did you see a porno movie by the time you were 17?
No, I don't think I was watching porn at 17. But, I mean, like, I had seen myself naked. I'm sure I had seen what a naked man looked like. But I have never,
you've seen yourself naked.
Not watching porn at 17.
17. No.
Yeah, you kind of notice that when you get in the shower and stuff.
How about that, Kara? What's happened to you that's kept you off of the straight and narrow path?
I also don't think that I was watching porn when I was 17. It's not, I don't think that's really like a high school girl thing. That's definitely more of a high school boy thing.
Yeah,
I swam for a long time, so I was always in locker rooms with people, so I'm sure that I'd seen, you know, flashes of naked bodies before.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's see what's going on in Cleveland. High school there. There's a school supply code. If you violate it, you're sent home. Never mind the dress code. This is a supply code. Students have to bring their own pens, paper, and notebooks to school. This year, for the first time, the school sent letters out, but many parents say they didn't know about the new policy. Many students end up outside the building instead of in it. Parents said their children kept supplies in school lockers, but one of the 11th graders said she'd gotten by without having to buy any, and so as the school year comes to a close, she ran out, and so she wasn't allowed to go to school. Kind of a crazy thing is that. Hmm. Huh?
That seems kind of weird.
It does seem.
I love that people don't, I mean, I remember, and look, maybe I'm aging myself here, but I can remember being excited about going out and buying school supplies. I remember having my mom pack me a lunch every single day. I remember my mom cooking me breakfast every single day. And now it seems like if you go to public school, breakfast is provided, lunch is provided, school supplies are provided, everything is provided, and people are shocked when they actually have to provide stuff for themselves. It's so strange. I mean, I don't feel like I'm that long out of school, Doug, where there's like a whole new culture in there, but I guess I am. Jeez.
Yeah. Well, I think there's a lot of. It depends on where you are in the country. In some circumstances, in the more in the areas where there's lots of money, plenty of tax collection, plenty of dough for this sort of thing, schools don't have a problem. In other places in the country, schools barely have enough to pay the teachers. So it really is something. That's one of the real dichotomies of our country, and you see the results of it in various parts of the country where. The poorer areas down south, especially some of them, this is a blanket statement. Somebody's going to criticize me for, but the education in the main isn't as good in some of these pockets, and there's not much money devoted to it because there's not much money. If you go down through Appalachia, starting in southeastern Ohio, and you go down through, you follow the Appalachian Trail, there's really down into the deep south. Wow, the lifestyle is so much different there. And the values are so much different there in many ways. So, you know, I think you take that. It's one of the things, I suppose, a thing of beauty is the diversity that we have in our country. And one of the things that was one of the reasons for that educational program George Bush tried, what was it, No Child Left Behind?
No Child Left Behind, yeah.
Yeah, but it was a miserable failure because there's so much, again, the diversity in our country and the needs of students are different depending on where you are. And what their abilities are.
And by the way, that program, anytime you take control out of the teacher's hands as to what needs to be taught, mm-hmm. that's an issue. And so all these people who get these ideas, Republicans and Democrats included, who get these ideas that we know what kids need to learn when they're in school. Well, we hire teachers because we trust them to do a good job. Mm-hmm. You should trust them to teach in the way that they need to teach.
Is this you speaking or your mother?
My mom, I think, and me, I mean, I agree with her. I mean, absolutely. No one needs to be in there. I mean, she would have a class full of people who were excelling and they would be held back because she couldn't touch other, you know, other subject matter. And then she'd have people who were not quite there yet who needed extra work. And instead of feeling like she was going to be slowed down and not teaching to a test, she, you know, you kind of push them through it. So I don't know. I think you trust teachers for a reason and let them teach.
Here's the largest study of its kind ever done, taking into account teen risk factors in this past school year. It's taken the whole school year, so as we wind down, this study of adolescents, interesting to look at the results, finding that school performance and the amount of unsupervised time with friends the youngsters have, much more accurate in predicting risky behavior than the traditional factors of income, family type, that sort of thing. This study of 10,000 students this past year, ages 12 to 17, and their families, their parents, showed it was impossible to use traditional indicators to predict health risk behaviors like drinking, smoking, using drugs, having sex, that sort of thing. Among the findings, Jennifer, one out of four students in this study reported being involved in a weapons incident in the past year.
Wow.
Wow. More violence than ever before. Kids at this age expect to have some sort of violence in their lives at least once a year. One out of ten young people said that they drink weekly. Religious involvement offered little protection from risky behavior, particularly among white youths. And the biggest factor in whether teens engage in sex is the opportunity. If it presents itself, they take it. Wow. The stories in the Washington Post, infusing resources into neighborhoods based solely on race or income do not solve the problem. I find that to be fascinating because that's what we've done. We've thrown money, right, especially the last 8 years, based on race and income into a lot of these districts, and it doesn't make any difference.
Yeah. These changes are cultural ones, and no one wants to talk about it.
But right. It's social media stuff.
Yeah, I think to some extent, but I almost think that you see what you see on social media because of changes to the culture. And, and you know, this goes for all races and all, I think, all socioeconomic places. I mean, we've really lost what the American dream was about bettering your life, about coming here and working and finding fulfilling employment. And instead, when you throw money at something, you just get people addicted to the mediocre,
to the
status quo.
Yeah.
And so they think, well, I could go to work and I could do these things, or I could stay at home and earn XYZ. And I think many people tend to just sit at home and say, well, if someone's handing this to me, why spread my wings? And that's so dangerous. I mean, it's great for the government because they get more control, but it stinks for us.
Well, this is the most telling thing I saw in this study. 4 in 10 teens say they've had sex in the past year.
Wow.
No,
well,
that wasn't the case when I was a teenager. There were people having sex.
Well, for everybody around you.
Okay. Thanks, wise guy. 20 past the hour on the DJV Experience.
When you need, spent a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the?
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Gold Bond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Gold Bond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Gold Bond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. You know what doesn't make sense? If a car is called a horseless carriage, why isn't a motorcycle called a horseless horse? Maybe it would just be adding insult to injury for the out-of-work horses.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
We use
use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Listening ear is tuned to this because I'm trying not to be critical of how this song sounds. It's a good song, but you can't tell by listening to it who's really doing it. It's one of those songs that you could plug in any number of singers.
Very produced.
Yeah.
But
right.
It does have a sound. I mean, Rihanna has a certain sound, and this is it.
Yeah. Well, it just seems to me, and this may be my ear, I have a tin ear when it comes to newer music. And so, it, you know, Rihanna sounds like Beyonce, and Beyonce sounds like, what's-her-face, Minaj to me. They all sound the same.
Yeah, I would say if you are into pop music or listen to a lot of modern music, especially R&B, Rihanna has a very specific voice. Her voice sounds a lot different than, especially Nicki Minaj. Yeah.
All right. Anyway, the point of this conversation is to focus on Rihanna's music because she announced on Twitter that her long-awaited and highly anticipated cosmetics line called Fenty Beauty is launching this fall. And a lot of details have been kept under wraps. What is known is the brand will be released under Kendo Brands, which is a subset of Sephora that focuses on celebrity brands like Marc Jacobs Beauty, Kat Von D's namesake cult cosmetics collection, that kind of stuff. She announced her participation last year. She said she wanted to do something, and rumors about doing this sort of thing have been circulating for a while. She tweeted that fans can sign up at FentyBeauty.com for updates and first dibs on the products. That sounds awfully arrogant to me. Like, the expectation is just because you like Rihanna, you're going to run out and buy this stuff?
I'm telling you, people are huge fans of her. It's true. They're going to.
Really?
Yeah. I saw her, I follow her on Instagram, and I saw her posting about this yesterday. And, you know, it has hundreds of thousands of likes, and people are, people cannot
wait.
I'm
going to do, I'm going to start my own line of manure scents from the farm. See if people who follow me.
I hate to break this to you.
Yeah.
Because I love you. But Rihanna's following is a smidge bigger than yours.
No.
It really is, yeah.
What an outrage. I know. Damn.
People love her. I mean, think about it, Dougie. I know it's kind of lost on you. I'm sure your parents felt that way, when you were listening to different dudes.
Elvis is exactly. Dirt as far as I'm, yeah, right.
Right. Yeah. And so they go, oh, this all sounds the same. But, you know, I mean, this is this generation's big star, or at least one of them.
I give her credit and everybody else credit for liking her. All right. Here's somebody that I can identify with, and that's Carrie Underwood. Who took time away from her Nashville life to promote the newest collection of her Kalia by Carrie Underwood activewear, athletic wear, swimline line. She is apparently quite a good designer, has a collection that's been at Dick's Sporting Goods for a couple of years, right?
Yeah, and it's really cute stuff, and it looks pretty functional. Yeah.
Prices
are
reasonable.
I had no idea that was her thing until I read an article about it not so long ago.
$15 to $95. Carrie says, I'm your busy mom, friend, wife, trying to run around town and get all my chores done, my work done. I'm a normal person with just a pretty cool job. You know, that's good. I like her, and I think that's one of the reasons I like her. She's very grounded.
Yeah.
28 past the hour.
Consistency over violence every time. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Discipline is an absolutely critical skill for successful people to master. To learn discipline, you have to practice it. And to even know what to practice, someone has to teach you at some point. For many people, discipline has been associated with violence. If you do this, I'll hit you. And so discipline and violence became intertwined, but they don't need to be. Because just because people have associated discipline with violence doesn't mean in any way, shape, or form that you have to associate discipline with violence. In fact, the key to discipline is consistency, not violence at all. In terms of parenting, you can follow through with taking away a favorite toy for a period of time as a consequence. In terms of self-discipline, you can resist the urge to feel it necessary to get everything you want. In both cases, consistent consequences are the key, not violence at all. For more on discipline, visit drchristianconti.com.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-573-0477. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Make it a point to shop Kohl's this weekend and take an extra 20% off your purchase. Plus, Yes to You Rewards members earn triple points. Not a Kohl's Yes to You Rewards member? Enroll today and start earning. Now through Sunday, members get a $5 reward for every $35 spent. Earn three times faster. More points, bigger rewards. Visit Kohl's.com/rewards to sign up. Kohl's. Offer valid June 1st through 4th. Some exclusions apply. For program details, terms, or to enroll, visit Kohl's.com/rewards.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, MakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Now 34 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen. This is the DJ V Experience. I'm Doug with Jennifer. She's the J. The V is out of sorts, out of touch. She's just gone. Doesn't feel well, and I understand that. A lot of things going on in her life, so she becomes a rester. Kara Schillen is at the control
room. She's not arrested. Make sure you say that. Right.
Arrester. Right. Tomorrow at this time, this program will come to you from New York City, the site of the annual Talkers Convention, the talk radio convention that brings together hundreds of talk radio people from all facets of the business tomorrow. Kara will be there with me, and we'll have a good talk for you, Jennifer. As a matter of fact, we'll spend a couple of hours actually at the convention when people start to show up, bring in some of the talk hosts from around the country and have a little yak fest.
You'd be doing like the red carpet. And, you know, I'm actually excited because, Doug, you've done Talkers for a million years, and I've done Talkers quite a few times. Not quite as long as you, but for a very long time. And this will be our young Kara's first trip to Talkers, and I'm excited for her. It's always fun the first time.
Last year, believe me, are there
some wackadoodles, Kara?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Make sure you take notes for us. There are some real nuts.
Yeah, exactly.
I cannot wait.
A lot of tech, shall we say. Yeah. Sharing will be part of it, but Sean will get the freedom of speech. He's been very much in the focus this week with all of the hoopla about what's going on his radio and television program. So it'll be interesting to hear his perspective on
that. Can I add something in? Because I'm having a great idea. Like, the light bulb is dinging
light bulb
up above my head.
In Jennifer's head. Yes, yeah. Jennifer. Yes.
So, okay, so we like to find things that make us different on social media, right?
Mm-hmm.
What if we have Kara do a photo journal of her trip to Talkers?
Great idea.
Right?
Of just everything or of all the weirdos?
Yes, pictures.
No, just everything.
Weirdos, mostly.
It's a great idea. And we'll post it at the DJV.
Yeah.
Site, Facebook.
On our Facebook page. Won't
and
that
Twitter
be great?
As much as we can, too. Yeah, that's a great idea.
You don't have to write anything. You know, just do little pictures here and there. Yeah, just do an album. That'd be great.
But remember, the emphasis has to be on me and all of the things I'm doing.
No, we want her to take pictures of the weird ones.
Okay, well, then I guess it will be on Doug, right?
Ah, yeah,
that's
the weird
true. He fits. You're right. He's one of them.
So I did a little research, Jennifer, on Air Force One and the planes that follow Air Force One. A lot of people are complaining about Donald Trump, and he's using Air Force One to go to Florida, and it's here and there. And people complained about Obama using it to go on vacation. There are always complaints because these planes are so expensive. They cost $120,000 an hour to operate. And so there's a scenario that most Americans don't know anything about, and I thought it would be worth spending a minute or two on this. I actually, the revelation came in the last hour when I was doing my own little soiree into what's going on in the world and things that you don't know that you'd probably be interested in knowing. And this is not only because of the ramifications for the taxpayer and to the security of our country, but just the fascination that the things that these planes do and how they're outfitted. There are actually four 747s that are all the same in the interior, but the exterior looks somewhat different. There are two planes that are identical, Air Force One and Air Force Two, which becomes Air Force One if the president's on it. Those are both exactly the same. They look the same. They fly together. But there are two other planes that are outfitted as doomsday planes. And when I say that, they're 747s, but they are not marked the same. They have different striping and different identity on them. And they are headquartered out in the Air Force, I think in Colorado somewhere. But if you watched Air Force One as it was flying across, and it doesn't usually happen, I mean, you don't really see it because they don't join together until they're up at altitude. But you see these two planes, literally, the chase plane is underneath Air Force One. And this is the doomsday plane. It's in place because of maybe a nuclear war, national emergency, that sort of thing. And one of them is running all the time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's ready to take off or in the air. And there's a great expose in the Daily Feed, which I'd like to find, actually, and figure out a way to post it, because I think people would be fascinated if we posted it, Kara. These are modified 747s. And one of the reasons this has come out is because there are two new Air Force Ones being built, and these other planes are being refurbished at the same time so that they have all the latest technology in them. And you see the planes kind of, but they never land at the same airport. So let's say the president was coming to Boston. He lands at Logan Airport. The chase plane lands at Hanscom Air Force Base, which is just outside of Boston. So they are the Airborne Military Command Center. When you think about it and you look at the pictures, you get goosebumps, not only because of the technology that's in them and what we're capable of, but the fact that they call this damn thing the doomsday plane.
Yeah, that's and, just horrible.
Yeah, it really
like
is.
Like a United flight.
Yeah. Yeah, well, a JetBlue plane yesterday
that's
had,
right.
had a fire in it. Anyway, it just they can communicate anywhere in the world. They have spent so much money making this thing a flying, it's like a small, not a city, but it's so self-contained. Everything is in the plane that you would need to survive for a week. The plane can stay aloft for a week.
That's pretty interesting.
With the refueling and that sort of thing. It can fly on one, without refueling, it can fly for 35 hours because of the way the fuel tanks are set up in this thing. But it is really, you can tell the difference between it and Air Force One because it has a solid blue stripe along the side of it and it has a bubble over the top cap, which is for all the special tools and stuff. And it's usually, or a couple of them are kept at Offutt Air Force Base in Nebraska. So if there's an emergency, plane gets in the sky and they can meet the president someplace because you know, it sort of reminds me of that movie or the two movies. Remember from a couple of years ago, Channing Tatum was in one of them and I think Gerard Butler was in the other one. It was all about the president and, you know, what happens in Washington if there's some kind of an attack. There also, by the way, for those of you who didn't know it, there's a matching nuclear submarine fleet that has all of the same communication equipment in it. So, we have paid for four planes that can keep the government going that were developed in the 1970s during the Cold War. And then in the 1980s, somebody during the Reagan administration said, well, what happens if we can't fly? This was before September 11th, remember? So they built a fleet of submarines that nobody knows anything about. I never knew this before I saw this story, and I pride myself with knowing what's going on in these areas. Did you know anything about this, Jennifer? Did you ever hear about this before?
No, I had no idea about this.
Never.
Huh. Really interesting, though.
Yeah.
It makes sense, I guess.
Yeah, it does. Yes, it does. Yep. So the program is a continuing program. This is one of the things that Boeing didn't want to come out. And the reason this expose was done is because Trump says, what do you spend? We're spending $4 billion for a couple of new planes. I don't want to do that. What he didn't know, and he didn't find, you notice he hasn't said anything about it since he became the president. Because it was one of those things that you don't know. Remember, he said in the first month, there's so many things I didn't know. And I'm learning every day. Well, one of them is that these planes that they're building cost $2 billion a piece. And they are an upgrade because of all of the new technology. And they're putting the new technology in these other planes. So they're not going to ground the old 747s that are the chase planes. They're just going to update them, costing $250 million a piece to put all the new technology in them. And then they'll be up to snuff with the two new Air Force Ones. So that's what the $4 billion is for. The planes themselves cost about $160 million on the open market. That's what a new 747 costs. And then you add all of the other, that's a pittance in comparison to what they're spending to, you know, to have all of this stuff. And you look inside of them, the pictures of what goes on is a beehive of activity. All these Air Force guys, these planes are loaded with 30, 40 people who are all experts in different fields. And
save the planet, right?
They're in the plane all the time.
Wow.
In the plane and associated with their, that's what their deal is. And the U.S.
Can you imagine
government
that
never
being
mentions,
your life? How do you even have a good outlook on life if you're stuck in a doomsday plane forever?
Right.
I mean, really? Wow.
All the time. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, anyway, the last time the plane was visible was September 11th, obviously, for obvious reasons. The plane was seen when all the other planes in the country were grounded. This one of these planes was flying around Washington. And one of them flew around New York. So, and that's all you, that, those are the only planes in the sky. It's very sobering to look at these planes and to see what they're all about, what their mission is. The conspiratorialists say this is evidence the doomsday plane, was the command center because it was flying over New York on September 11th. because how many people have thought that Dick Cheney was responsible and it was an inside right. job, right?
Yeah.
But I don't know how you could keep there so many people quiet about it. Listen, I'm a conspiratorialist from the word go. I think that there was a lot of inside stuff going on. I don't believe a damn thing.
But when you think about how many leaks we see right now, I mean, I don't know. Look, I'm all about a good conspiracy theory. I cannot and choose and will not believe that 9/11 was an inside job. Because you know what? If I did believe that, why? What's preventing us from just jumping into the river and calling it a
day? So let me, just to follow up on that, you just mentioned something that I thought was worth a little postscript here.
Well, look at me.
No, there's a story today in the Washington Post about the investigation into the leaks. Mm-hmm. And apparently the FISA court has been asked to conduct electronic surveillance on three former military people and the journalists that they've talked to. And the journalists are not the target. The Trumpers want to know who the leakers are. And apparently one of them was a holdover, a high-ranking military person that came from the last administration who's been doing all the leaking.
And there are over 1,000 people from the Obama administration still working closely in the higher up in the Washington D.C. circle.
Why haven't they
a lot of it
replaced?
Has to do with confirmation issues because everything was slowed down so much that I think the process of hiring and getting people in and out has been slowed down a lot.
Yeah.
But I think what's interesting, and again, look, I'm not downplaying the importance of a good, thorough investigation into the collusion charges between Trump and Russia. That's going on. But the story that's getting underreported because the media loves to focus on Trump and Russia because they hate him is all of this stuff about unmasking Americans in data collection. And, Doug, to me, this is a huge story. I mean, you don't have to – you can do both of these stories simultaneously, but the media chooses really not to. And yesterday, as part of their House investigation, the House actually subpoenaed not only Michael Flynn and Michael Cohen, Trump's lawyer, which is what you're going to see in the headlines today, but they also subpoenaed three Obama administration people, Susan Rice, Samantha Power, and John Brennan, to talk about all of this unmasking that's been going on. Apparently, there was a lot of it, and it looks like this is going to be a pretty big story. And this FISA court is something we didn't know about a month or three months ago.
Yes.
I want to know more about what this FISA court is doing, because apparently they've granted, even though it's hard to get a FISA warrant, they've granted all requests except for one over the last, 4 years, I think, which is crazy.
Yeah. Well, there are no secrets, no privacy. We know that.
Makes you think Ed Snowden was onto something a little more than we thought, right?
I think Ed Snowden was on the right path, frankly. I believe that what he did was a very good thing for all of us, frankly. Here's some news for those of you like Jennifer who like caffeine.
Hey.
There is some information today suggesting caffeine improves athletic performance. Scientists, coaches, athletes have thought that to gain performance boost from taking caffeine, athletes had to abstain from caffeine for days before a big event, a big challenge. I got news for you, boys and girls. You don't need caffeine in your system. All you need is Super Beats. You get the same thing, and so many. This is why it's kind of interesting that some of these sports folks are looking at the performance buzz that comes from caffeine when the performance doesn't have to be a buzz when you're using Super Beats. Look at all the athletes that use Super Beats. It's amazing. They get the Super Beats, and they put they have a glass of it for their event, and they do so much better because Super Beats opens up the arteries, gets blood everywhere, especially to your muscles and your brain, and those two things have to be coordinated. This is fitness in a glass. No caffeine, all natural, just powdered beets. That's it. Amazing. Get a 30-day bonus supply when you order for the first time. Super Beats, 800-655-4183, or you can order at DougLikesBeats.com. Super Beats, no caffeine, natural energy, natural performance, 800-655-4183.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Technology is the focus on Tech Talk Time. I'm Doug Steffen, 53 past the hour. We're going to take a couple of circumstances presented to us for conversation by events on JetBlue. So they're two different things, not related at all, but they both have to do with technology. We'll get to that in a moment. First, though, as we think about other items of interest in the world of technology, we think about what's been going on for the past 6 months with tens of thousands of T-Mobile customers who've been successfully beta testing a new technology aimed at giving your phone number superpowers. Andy Solomon with more.
Starting May 31st, T-Mobile users are going to be able to use their phone numbers in an entirely new way. Randy Meyerson with T-Mobile explains.
T-Mobile is revolutionizing your phone numbers with digits. Digits lets you connect all the devices you own to a single phone number, meaning you can receive text messages and voice calls not just on your phone, but on up to 5 phones or other devices you link, such as a work phone or a smartwatch. You'll also be able to send and receive messages on a PC or tablet through a web or a standalone app.
Today, more than 30 million Americans carry at least 2 devices, meaning they pay for at least 2 devices and manage at least 2 phone numbers, each with a separate plan.
We're ending that awkward 2-phone juggle. With digits, you can have multiple phone numbers on one device. You can keep work and personal life separate on the same phone. And for a limited time, T-Mobile One Plus comes with a digits line. And you can get more digits lines for just $10.
For more information, visit T-Mobile.com/getdigits.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motor, cycle, and car insured together. Saving money feels stress-free, mess-free, light as a feather. However, which should I drive? Depends on the weather. If it rains, take the car, because these pants are leather. Possibly pleather.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
All right, so let's start with the obvious, because many of you have heard about the fire on the JetBlue flight between New York and San Francisco. Passengers noticed smoke coming from a carry-on bag. Inside the bag was a laptop with an overheated lithium-ion battery. The same thing that has been a focus for the past couple of weeks, or a couple of months, in fact. People traveling overseas have been told they have to ship their devices in their baggage under the plane rather than in the plane because they're worried about bombs. And this is the same kind of a battery that supposedly could have a bomb in it. So imagine yourself at 35,000 feet when all of a sudden you hear an announcement and you look around at row 25 and you see smoke coming out of a bag and you can smell it. And then you can look at the pictures from the plane and see the scorched carpeting on the plane from the laptop that was under the seat. Apparently there have been 12 of these incidents involving these batteries over the past year. And so that's why, unbeknownst to us, at least until now, the expansion banning large electronic devices in the cabin is taking place, or at least having them investigated by the TSA. And 10 airports are doing that right now. They're an experimental thing to see how they can check these batteries out and these, iPhone or iPad or whether it's a laptop. It doesn't make any difference. Also, tech news from JetBlue, the boarding pass that you're so used to using, whether it's paper or whether you use your device, now a selfie may be all you'll need to board an airplane in the future. JetBlue said yesterday they were going to team up with Customs and Border Protection to test biometric facial recognition technology. Here's how it works. Passengers will be photographed prior to boarding. The photos will be run against a database of passport, visa, and immigration photos. Once the system confirms your identity, you board the plane. The trial starts this month in flights from Boston to Aruba. Boston is the biggest hub now for JetBlue, bigger than New York, as a matter of fact. Passengers will have to opt in to use the technology. They'll still need a copy of their boarding pass to get in through the security line. But JetBlue says that they hope to learn how they can further reduce friction points at the airport, with the boarding process being one of the hardest problems to solve. Agents have already been using this technology to verify the identities of passengers coming into our country through the customs gates. Your passenger picture is deleted after verification that it is you. So how about that, folks, using a selfie to fly on JetBlue and other airlines probably come.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.